Welcome to the Icky Lousy Junkie Life Showdown. I'm Jamie Black.
And I'm Angela DeMarco, and this is where you can laugh, cry, learn, and grow from some of the icky, lousy, junkie life choices we've made.
And we all make them.
Yes, we have.
I'm
going to tell you what's not a bad choice today. We're really excited because we have my granny on the line.
I'm so excited.
My 97-year-old grandma. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, honey.
How are you doing, Grandma?
I'm doing great, and it's a beautiful day.
It is. Very nice.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Good. We're so happy to have you on the show. I'm so excited.
I just wish I could see you personally.
I know.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Yes.
We'll see each other again.
Oh, I hope so.
It'll happen.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
So, Grandma, what have you been doing these last few weeks of the quarantine?
Mainly, there's not much we can do. We're pretty much locked into our rooms because we're not to go visiting in other rooms, but, you know.
Yeah.
You're just kind of locked in, and we don't have any meetings or get-togethers. It's just one of those things that we're going to have to wait out.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
And you know me, I have little patience to wait.
Yeah, I know, Grandma. Yeah. It makes me nervous because you have no patience.
I like to get going, you know.
I know. This is probably driving you absolutely crazy.
Oh, yeah, but I know I have to do it, so I do it, you know. You do what you have to.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So,
right.
Grandma, Jamie and I were talking about having you on the show because we love you so much. And Jamie was like, I don't know. I can't picture your grandma making any bad life choices.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know me very well, Jamie.
Maybe you might have made some slightly.
Oh, I'm sure I made just a few. Oh, golly. If I had it all to do over again, there'd be a lot of changes.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Yeah. What kind that you'd like to share? Would you like to share any of them, Grandma?
Oh, I don't know. It's growing up and all of the decisions I've made and this and that. And you look back and there's some that think, well, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done the other and this and that. You know, everybody goes through that.
Oh,
where you question what you've done and question what you should have done and all this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you think of one in particular?
Oh, my gosh. No, there's too many. Oh, golly. Well, anyway.
So, Grandma, you've lived... Oh, go ahead, Grammy.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you've lived in a small town all your life.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever...
I'm not a city girl.
Have you ever regretted not leaving the small town, or have you loved living in the small town your whole life?
No, well, this is all I've known, you know.
Yeah.
So I have been perfectly happy.
Yeah.
Because I've been to big towns and all this and that, but I was raised in a small one.
Yeah.
And I've just always been used to smaller places.
Do you think you've had less stress because of it, Grammy? Because a lot of people ask me all the time, how does she make it to 97, you think? And I always think, Jamie and I have grown up in the city, you know? Well, Jamie grew up in a small town, but now he lives in the city. But, I always grew up in and around the city. So there's a lot of stress here. And I'm wondering if,
Well, I've just always enjoyed what I was doing, you know? And I was in a small community, and I didn't have an awful lot of stress. Of course, when you went to college and all this and that, you had all kinds of different lifestyles, mm-hmm. but I've just enjoyed life. And whatever I've been doing, I've tried to adjust to it and enjoy it. You know? Yeah.
And you've adjusted to a lot in this life, huh, Grammy?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I lived through the Depression. I can tell you a lot about the Depression and all of that, you know?
Yeah. But, tell us a little bit about the Depression, Grandma. Because I think some people nowadays, Graham, like, with how they're dealing with the coronavirus, it's like, man, you know, you're not even dealing with half of what some of the people have dealt with in this century, you know?
And I lived in a small town, you know, in Urbana, only a couple of houses from the railroad. And back in that time, they called them hobos and tramps all the time. And my mom and Aunt Mamie never turned anybody away from even a sandwich, you know, because there was always somebody from the railroad tracks coming in on the trains, hobos that we called them, and wanting something to eat. They'd always give them a sandwich and something to drink because everybody had to have something to eat, you know.
Yeah.
So I lived through the Depression. And I remember a lot of that. You didn't throw anything away.
Yeah.
If you had 3 peas left, you kept them for soup or
exactly.
something.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, you didn't waste, huh?
Oh, no. We'd have leftover vegetables and so forth. And my mom and Aunt Mamie would make make a big potluck, something with dough on top, and it was good with the leftovers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we learned that you used things and you didn't throw them out.
Yeah. And you shared too, like you didn't have a lot, but you still gave to people.
Oh yeah. Right. You know, we had a lot. We only lived 2 houses from the tracks, and we had lots of what they called hobos and tramps.
Yeah.
And I know Mom never would turn anybody away if it was only a bread and butter sandwich, you know.
That's right. So, you also lived through the wars, Grandma. A lot of wars.
Oh, yeah.
You've lived through, like, the World War II.
And, yeah. And your grandpa was in
Vietnam.
World War. Well, My dad was in World War I.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a lot of stories from that. He was over in France.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so then, of course, came the other wars and so forth. So we lived through a lot. You know?
The civil rights movement.
What?
Not the civil rights movement, like the,
the civil rights movement.
What am I saying? Like of the segregation and stuff, you lived through that too?
I don't know what you're talking about, honey.
Oh, like when black people could not sit on the bus and all that stuff?
Oh, well, we were out in the country part. We weren't in on all of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't in on all of that.
Yeah.
I was during the war, they built the conservation camps and all of that, you know, the state forest and all of that. They built jails and schoolhouses and all of that. I lived through all of that.
Yeah.
And worked on roads and so forth.
What do you think is like a big mistake people make nowadays in life?
Oh,
like if you had
golly.
To give advice to somebody who was living right now and, you know, is like stuck in their life, what would be your best advice, do you think?
Well, I've always tried to find something good in every day, you know. some days you think, oh, what a horrible day it's going to be. You got to look for the good parts.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoy the good ones. Because if you think on the negative side, that's the type of day you're going to have.
Absolutely, right?
So, right. So I always tried to start my day thinking what's good about it, you know.
That's a great way to start your day, Granny. I always start with a gratitude journal too. I try to write down 3 to 5 things that I'm grateful for that day.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because when you look, the good things outweigh the bad, you know.
They absolutely do.
And so you have to look for the good.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think every day it's going to be a good day, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you start with that attitude that it's not going to be, it's not going to be.
Right.
True.
So I always tried to look for the good parts.
Yeah.
And enjoy the good, you know. And so you had to kind of fight against some of the odds, but you had to find the good.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you can always find something.
Always look for the good, you know.
Yeah. Like in this situation, in the coronavirus situation.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are looking at the bad, but there is still some good. It's caused people to pause.
Oh, yeah.
And be with their family. Like, I've not been able to cook dinner for my children every night since they were babies, you know.
Yeah, right.
Jamie's been talking about how he's thriving during this time because he hates being around people.
Oh, really?
They just give me anxiety. They make me very anxious.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think if you look, you can always find good somewhere, you know?
Yes, I agree.
And you can't dwell on the negative.
Yeah.
If you dwelt on the negative, you'd be unhappy all the time.
Exactly.
And some people do.
Oh, yeah.
And they
definitely
are. Unhappy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I always tried, and it's hard every day to, you know, but you got to look for the good.
Right. Because if you want it
to be good, you got to look for it.
Yeah, and I feel like your whole life, ever since I've known you, since I was born 45 years ago, you've always been positive. I was telling Jamie, I don't think I've ever heard you say a negative word about anybody.
Well, I've tried not to. And you know where I got that? It was from my Aunt Mamie. You know, we grew up together. I called her my second mom. And she was always a person that would find the best in anybody. And I grew up with her teaching me how to look for the good instead of the bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the good outweighs the bad.
It absolutely
does. If you look for the bad, you're going to find it. If you look for the good, you're going to find it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like that saying, right? If you want to change the world, you know, if you want to change the way, I can't even remember it. It's like, you got to change the way you see things if you want to change the way you see things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to come up with, you got to change the way you see things in order to change the way you see things. Like, it just is the way it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I just always tried to find the best, you know.
Yeah.
Because I did not like to be unhappy. So I always tried to find the good.
Yeah.
And you could, in practically everything, you could find something that was good.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I've always grown up in my life, and I've always wanted to be like you, Grandma. Like, I always thought you were the most loving person in the world.
Oh, my golly, honey. I sure fooled you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, golly. Oh, my gosh.
I hate to say it, but sometimes I'll be like, how did my mama come from this woman? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, golly, Ned. Well, I'll tell you, I had an aunt that I grew up with, Aunt Mamie.
Yep.
And I said, if there was ever a Christian woman, she was it, because I never heard her talking about people, you know, anything bad. And she read her Bible, and she was a good, I said, if there was ever a Christian, she was. And I called her my second mom, because we lived together.
Yeah.
You know.
But I said the same thing about you, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
I always say, like, if there's ever a Christian woman that I would totally think is a Christian woman, it's you, because you, like, literally show love for everybody, and you don't judge anybody. And I'm saying this, Grandma, because a lot of people from the smaller towns who aren't exposed to different cultures and different, you know, who are just kind of living, they have a very hard time accepting people who are different.
Yeah.
And you've never not accepted people who are different.
Oh, no, I'll tell you. I taught school, and I always reached out to the kids that I knew were having a rough time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just always went to those that I needed help.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed my teaching and getting to know the students, because everyone was different, and you had to treat each one as that individual. You couldn't treat everybody the same, you know?
That's exactly true, Grandma.
That's true.
That's 100% true. It's
true. It is true. You just had to know each individual.
Yeah.
And you know how you had to handle each individual.
Yeah.
And I think I did a good job, because I never had any problems. Hardly ever did I have a problem, because I told them the very first day what I expected from them, and I stuck to it, and they knew it. And so we had a great time, you know?
Yeah. And Grandma, you've had a lot of jobs. We just interviewed actually a police officer.
Oh, and yeah.
Remember when you worked for the jails?
Oh, I sure do. I was the sheriff's secretary. I was secretary for the sheriff.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I had him in school. So he ended up being my boss.
Did he tell you what he expected of you?
I knew what I had to do. Yeah. I knew what I had to do. So I did it.
I bet you saw a lot of people coming in there that made some bad decisions, huh?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And what was hard was if you'd get one that had been one of your students, you know, a while back. But it was a good thing, that, and it opened your eyes as to how other people live, you know.
Mhm.
Mhm. So I'm glad I worked there, just to know what the other people live.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So, sometimes it's hard. Like, it's like a product of your environment, you know. Unfortunately.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I've had a lot of experiences, and I've enjoyed and learned from every one of them, you know.
Yeah.
You try to learn something from each one, and that's what you do.
Yeah. So I have a question, Grandma. I have a question for you.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure this is correct. I come from a large family, obviously, and then we have other grandchildren too, but I am your favorite, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Don't. Oh, golly.
I just wanted to have that on here so we could clarify that, because I feel
you know,
like my.
You know I love them all.
I know.
I know.
I always like to give my brother Jay a hard time. I'm like, he's just jealous because I was everybody's favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
That's good. I'm
so
glad.
Jay, yeah. Do you have any questions for Grandma?
No, I think we have heard a lot of wise words of wisdom. I mean, I think this episode is chock full of wise words of wisdom.
I do. Any other words of wisdom, Grandma, you want to give out for a minute?
Just live your life to where the fullest, you know. That's all I've done is that I've just tried to find joy and something good in everything.
Awesome.
And there's a lot of bad, but you got to pick out the good. Otherwise, you live a miserable life.
Yeah, you do.
It's true.
You know.
Yep.
You gotta find the good and go with the good.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Completely. 100%.
And I've just tried to find, growing up, there were a lot of things that could have been different and made you sad and this and that, but you had to find the good part and be happy,
yep.
You know. So yep. That's what I tried to do, was to make good friends and live a good life.
Awesome.
And be a happy life.
Yeah.
And look, I had such a great family. Look at all my grandkids, great grandkids, and
right. Adopted grandkids.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm talking about me, of course.
Oh, absolutely. But anyway, you got to look for the good.
Yeah.
And you got to find the good. I think you'd be miserable if you just look at the bad side for everything, you know.
Yeah, I agree, Graham. I absolutely
You gotta live happy and find the good.
That is
and
correct.
Let the bad go.
Yeah.
Let right? the bad go. That is correct.
Absolutely. Let the bad go. You don't have time for that.
No. We ain't got time for that.
Ain't got time for that.
Right. Right. Of course, there's always a lot of things you'd like to have changed over the period of years, but you made the best that you could at the time, and so you have to accept it, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, I think I've had a good life, and it's been a long life.
Yes.
96 years.
And you
know.
Need to make it another, we need to, 97, I mean, kind of, I mean, you got to make it another.
Absolutely.
We got three.
Absolutely.
I've got your 100th birthday planned.
I'm going to make it to 100. We're going to have a big birthday party.
Well, we better, especially because if that neck, if breaking your neck didn't kill you.
Oh, my gosh. That's for sure. I just fell out of my chair right here at Peabody's.
I know.
And broke the neck. Oh, God. Can you imagine anybody doing that?
Well, I can because it happened.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How stupid.
No, I don't think that was stupid, Grandma. I think it's just it happens.
It happens.
Oh,
God. But they said that you probably would never heal from that, and look at you healing.
Oh, yeah. I'm all healed as far as, you know.
Yeah.
I just tumbled out of my chair and hit my neck and broke it.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
No,
not everybody can do that. Not everybody could do that.
Well, I'm glad
so
you see
I
the positive.
I feel like I was special. I feel like I was special.
You were special.
However, the roommate put me in, my roommate had a broken neck.
Yes, she did.
So we both sat. Yeah, so we both were in there with broken necks. That was crazy.
Wow.
Oh,
and she
golly.
Was, what, 85? 80?
Something like that.
She was 85 mm-hmm. and she had broken her neck.
Something like that. So there we both were in the same room with broken necks.
That's crazy. And so, here I was thinking you were on death's door, and I walk in and you're sitting up talking to this woman. You changed yourself. And I was like, oh, well, why did I come here on emergency? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, golly.
Dressing
well,
herself.
We both had to laugh. Here we were both in as old as we were, and we both had a broken neck.
Well,
so it's just crazy, you know.
I'm glad you could laugh about it, but I guess that shows you find the good in everything.
Well, you have to. Why be sad and discouraged and everything. You got to find the good.
That's right.
You know?
Right. I got you, Granny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today, Gran.
Yes, thanks.
Well, I enjoyed it. And good. I love you both. You take care.
We love
right.
you, Granny. Okay?
We love you.
I love you. Bye,
bye.
And thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw.
Well, that was good. I really
like
that.
Granny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all those words of wisdom and everything. You know, I was just sitting here thinking. I was like, that was a really great episode. And nobody cursed, so we don't have to put the explicit warning on this one.
You know what? I have never heard my grandmother curse.
I bet you she has, though.
I've never heard it.
But I bet you she has.
No, I don't think she has.
No,
my
grandpa, she has.
My grandpa would swear, and she'd be like, well, he just has some flowery language, doesn't he?
I love her.
Oh, my golly gee. That's what she says. You
well,
just heard
yeah.
her.
Maybe woman, she hasn't.
I don't think she does.
I think there's things she's not telling us.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I think she gave us and all of our listeners really, really great advice.
Especially nowadays, right?
Yeah.
To find the good and whatever instead of focusing on the negative. And you just
yeah.
got to do what you got to do. Like, she's not complaining that she's stuck in her room. I mean, she got to
yeah.
get through it.
You just got to do it. Got to do what you got to do. Get
yeah.
through.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that, you know, of helping people and, you know, even in the depression, she's like her family, you know, like, God, people should really be looking out for each other as much as they are or
yeah.
as much as they did then, you know?
Yeah. Because like now the whole country was caught up in the depression.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So everybody helped each other out and made it through. And that's what we should be doing now, helping each other out.
Because exactly.
Granny said so.
Because Granny said so.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, now we can put the explicit warning on.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to have Granny in.
Me too. So you guys rate and review us in iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yep.
Share the podcast with your friends.
Yep. Also, talk to us, subscribe to us. Send us a message if you want to about a bad life choice maybe you have. This year, 2020, we seem to be having the year of people who are on our show. We have guests who want to talk about their bad life choices. So
yeah.
if you want to be a guest on the show, hey, send
reach
us
out.
A message. Reach out on Icky Lousy Junkie on our Facebook page. Reach out at IckyLousyJunkie@gmail.com. You know, send us any kind of message on Instagram. I mean, you can message us. You can put something on a tweet or message us in chat on Twitter. I mean, seriously, anything.
Anything.
Let us know because we've got time. We've got time to record you.
We really do. We got all the time in the world. Oh, also, Angela's book. You
yes.
had a flash sale, didn't you? Last.
A few weeks ago.
Or a couple weeks ago.
May 1st, I had a flash sale.
It's live and everything. So
my
people
book
can buy
is
it.
Out, Searching for Ladybugs, Finding the Magic in Your Mess. It's available on Amazon in Kindle version or in paperback. I already have a review on there, which is really exciting from someone who bought the book. It's a 5.0 review. She really loved it. So, yeah, check it out, especially if you feel like you're somebody who's constantly living in a loop of struggle. You feel like you're less than. You feel like you're always taking 20 steps forward only to be pushed 50 steps back.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yes. Check it out.
Check it out.
And there will be a link to the book in the notes of this podcast.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Angela.
Thank you, Jamie.
This has been the Icky Lousy Junkie Live Showdown. I'm Jamie Black.
And I'm Angela DeMarco.
Have a great life.
Have a great life.